Well, the spike in the number of Victorian coronavirus infections and the closure of the Victoria-New South Wales border could intensify Australia's already deep recession. The states together contribute over 40% to overall national economic growth. A hit to either could seriously damage the whole national economy. On that border, businesses have told us this evening that bookings had begun to pick up recently, but developments in recent days mean they're back to square one. Business reporter David Taylor has more.
John Hamilton's based in Rudder Glen in Victoria, but his consulting business sees him travel across the border multiple times a day.
So far we've heard everything through the news and we're not sure on the details yet. We understand there'll be a permit system for people who are accessing essential services and work on the other side of the border, but we don't know the details yet.
The New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, says there will be permits available for some Victorian residents to cross the border, but those details are still being worked through.
The next 72 hours, as the police commissioner said, will be difficult. So for some people who normally travel across the border as their daily lives, will be restrained until we get the permit system in place, and we hope that'll happen in the next 2 days.
But the economic pain spreads well beyond the hard border. Carla Offord is the CEO and founder of The Conference Shop, a small business based in the New South Wales Southern Highlands that specialises in finding venues for big corporates to hold conferences and functions.
Extremely worried. There's a lot of businesses that won't be able to sustain a second wave in our industry.
She's told PM coronavirus has wiped out all of her bookings from March through to September.
That's what it will come down to, is can you get through this period? Because there will be an end, I think, to coronavirus, and business bookings will return, but it's just when. If it's in a year's time, 2 years' time, then I think a lot of businesses might be here.
Danielle Wood is the CEO of the policy think tank, the Grattan Institute. She says Victoria is now seeing the worst-case scenario playing out, which will hit its economy and then send shockwaves through the national economy.
I think the signal that sends, that you know we are far from out of the woods here, is you know really what's going to create the economic harm. So this is a big impact on the economy and obviously a big impact on the lives of Victorians.
The Treasurer tried to instill some confidence back in the economy today.
Australia has had great success in flattening that curve, and that has allowed many of our sectors to start to reopen again.
But when a reporter asked Josh Frydenberg directly if the New South Wales-Victorian border closure would lead to job losses, he could only affirm what many workers fear.
Do closed borders cost jobs?
Well, there's no doubt in my view that closed borders do cost jobs, but we are facing a significant spike in cases from Victoria.
The government won't provide any specific changes to unemployment rate or economic growth forecasts until the economic statement on July the 23rd. The Grattan's Daniel Wood says that's only adding to a loss of business and consumer confidence.
Well, in a world where we've got high levels of business and consumer uncertainty that are exacerbated by this second wave, layering on uncertainty about the government support settings that are currently due to come off at the end of September is not ideal. So certainly I think the government needs to be clearer about what the transition plan is for those payments. And that might have to actually shift. If the health settings are still in place in Victoria by the end of September, maybe we do need special arrangements put in place so that businesses and households can be continuing to receive support beyond that date.
John Hamilton says the sooner he's able to get his hands on the details of the New South Wales-Victorian border closure, the quicker he'll be able to get his own business back up and running.
No, well, that's right. We have no idea when the border restrictions will lift. I mean, it's just in the context of the great amount of uncertainty that we're working through at the moment. It's just, it makes it hard to plan ahead, but there's only so much we can do about it.
Consultant John Hamilton speaking with our reporter David Taylor.